We've got a lot to cover here tonight. Very, very excited for this call tonight. And again, thank you everybody for all that you do each and every day. We just came off a very successful weekend. I guess it really wasn't a weekend. We had a Thursday and Friday event in the Boston area. We had our relationship marketing tour on Thursday evening. And great success. Kudos to Carol Ward, Sharon Grimm, the entire marketing staff here at Send Out Cars, numerous other people involved at that event. Ellen Mars was up there with us. Of course, we came on in and did our piece. Jordan came up, and myself, and Super Dave was there, and Greg Breyers even came in. And just an incredible event on Thursday evening. Very well done. Lots of incredible guests. We did that event in conjunction with BNI, so there were a lot of BNI members there. We had a BNI speaker that spoke during the evening. It was just a wonderful evening. And so that was a relationship marketing tour. And then the next day, kudos to my good buddy Jay McHugh, put on a special invitation event for us to come and speak at, where it was his realtor group, and about 165, 170 people in a theater style on a college campus. It was incredible. It was just a ton of fun, class act, incredible stuff. I'll tell you, there's a lot of excited people. It's interesting when you go and speak to a group of people that's not traditionally part of Send Out Cars. You know, they're part of a different group. Like the in this case, it was a bunch of real estate agents and a brokerage put on that deal. It was actually the Lair Realty Group out of the Boston area. And they put that on for their agents, and a lot of them came, and a lot of young young real estate agents. I met several young people that were just getting started in their careers, met people that had transferred from one group to this new group, met all kinds of people there, and it was incredible. And I want to I'd actually like for Greg to speak to that because he was in the audience, and Greg's on with us tonight, of course. But I just quickly like to speak to that, just the excitement that when you go and speak to an audience that's not traditionally a Send Out Cars audience and they hear our message, you know, they hear the message of the power of human connection and they get excited about it and want to be a part of it. So, Greg, what was your take on all that?
You know, Cody, my take was relatively the same for both meetings, both great meetings. We also had, by the way, everyone, we had the Boston Celtics championship trophy at the event, which was pretty cool. But I'll tell you, Cody, I met you mentioned some just different people and young people and new blood maybe is what you're thinking. In both events, I spoke with people after the meetings. One really delightful director for the BNI in the Cambridge, Mass, beautiful area of Mass. And her excitement, as a millennial businesswoman, mother, working mother of one, was just infectious. In fact, I sent her a card this morning, Cody, and I got very similar feedback at Jay's meeting. Jay's Realty Group is actually the most successful realty group in all of New England, which is a big deal. And likewise, I got excited. It's kind of nice. It's always nice to be with and share time with our affiliates and friends within Send Out Cards. But this was kind of a little different for me, Cody. I think seeing the mix with the BNI and some of the up and coming shakers in the real estate, mortgage lending, brokerage businesses. It feels good. It feels like a breath of what we know is coming in to Send Out Cards, and it's exciting to me to not see the professional levels of some of the people now that are between our BNI connections and events like Jay put on with his group. It's exciting is putting it lightly.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, Joy. By the way, Jay, just got your video email, brother. I know you're listening in tonight. You cracked me up, man. Super cool, fun stuff. Send out cards. I was making fun of them out there. It's like everybody, they had a panel. As much as people got on the panel, and all these folks were talking about using send out cards. You know, I send a card here, and then I send a card there, and then I send a card here. Trying to figure out what the heck a card was, but finally figured out they were talking about cards. It was a lot of fun. We had a great time out there. So anyway, congratulations to all of you in the Northeast up there in the Boston area for two incredible events up there. Let's jump forward. I want to talk real quick. We've got some guests on that y'all want to hear from, so we're going to get to them as quick as we can. I want to just quickly go through our current Send Out Cards update. Now, this update comes to you all via email. Hopefully, you're opening up your emails to this kind of stuff, and hopefully, we're getting these updates out there in as many mediums as possible. But I just want to go through an example of one of our current updates. Our marketing team does an incredible job putting these updates together. Talk about staying close to the fire. I mean, this is how you stay close to the fire. Just click on your emails. I mean, just click on them. You get these stock updates. Like this example, a stock update that went out today. Of course, right on the top, it talks about tonight's call and the detail of tonight's call with our guests, Jordan Adler, Darla Aguilera now, and Kathy Connors. There are three front runners in the current VIP challenge. We're going to hear from them in just a second. And then if you scroll down on this thing, you know, it talks about the current VIP challenge and the opportunities and how you can qualify, how you can earn $1,000 cash in addition to becoming a VIP and all that cool stuff that we want to be working towards. Keep scrolling down, talks about a new updated schedule, which I'm going to talk about in a second. Updated schedule at the One Thing International Convention. We announced a few days ago that the Relationship Marketing Grand Summit is now a full two-day event. At first, it was only a single-day event, but we've got so many action-packed speakers coming in, incredible panels that are going to be there, and we just wanted to make a full two-day event out of it so that we can get the most out of the content. Just incredible. That is designed for you and your customers. So you want to get your customers there. You want to get people, you know, and let's wake up our affiliates here in the Utah, Idaho, Arizona area, and all of you out there, you listen, this is a as an affiliate, you can do your online stuff. You can reach out to people, everybody. I challenge all of you to find new customers in the Utah market. Let's wake up you Utah affiliates. I want everybody getting on new customers in the Utah, Idaho, Montana areas. Get them to this convention, especially the Relationship Marketing Grand Summit. This is going to be an incredible event, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. And then, of course, as you scroll down, we announced our Confidence Academy coming up in June in Toronto, Canada. We also mentioned the Relationship Marketing Podcast, and you want to click on that stuff. You know, podcast information, you can click on it. I actually just clicked on it today, and I got a listing, and I actually printed off the listing. Of all the podcasts that we've done over the last several months, 21 episodes. You know, you can go on there anywhere that you are used to downloading podcasts. You can go to any of those places and get the Relationship Marketing Podcast with Cody B. You can go to CodyBateman.com and get them. And if you're just clicking on your updates, it'll give you all that information. Check this out. I want to go from this week, April 17th, was the last podcast. We interviewed Mike Weinberg, top-selling sales guy. Bernadette McClellan the week before. Ron Forrester and Leslie Hawker the week before. Lieutenant Colonel Waldo Waldman the week before. John Andres the week before. Dr. Ivan Meisner the week before. Gail and Steve Zintek, Sue Adams. Jim Stedman, Josh Rossi, Darla DeGrande Aguilera, Anthony Lenarino, Jay McHugh, Bob Berg, Mark Hunter, Larry and Taylor Thompson, James Ure, Jeb Blunt. I mean, a lot of these people are actually going to be speakers here coming up at the Grand Summit. And I'm going to have an opportunity to be on a speaker format with a lot of them this week, which will be fun for us. Check them out. Go on and click on the podcast. Get your customers and your prospects listening to those podcasts. It's what they're designed for. They're designed to provide free content that's going to help people be better in sales and marketing, better at leveraging relationship marketing. Obviously, in every one of those episodes, there's a lot of discussion about the use of our product, our service, the send-out cards, and how that is helping people to generate referral business. So it's a phenomenal tool, stuff that you might, you know, want to tap into. All right, so going real back real quick, Grand Summit coming up. It's now August 8th and 9th. I want to give you a little bit of detail on what we're going to do there. What we're going to do is we're going to give away yet another copy of the Power of Human Connection book to everybody who attends that event. And I'm just pulling out one of the books now. The curriculum of that two-day event is going to follow the book. So in the book, Power of Human Connection, there are three sections. Section one is what relationship marketing really is. So relationship marketing overview, talks about balance between system and heart, what a solid relationship marketing system is and should look like, five secrets to relationship marketing success. It's not who you know that matters, but what you do with who you know. Don't ask for the referral, deserve it. Those are the chapter headings in section one, what relationship marketing really is. We're going to have key speakers talk on those subjects. And I'm going to be kind of tying it all together. So there is a specific curriculum to this. The goal is to make this one of the most impactful, informative, organized events ever. It's not just a bunch of people coming and speaking on, you know, whatever they feel like, and it just goes in a lot of directions. It's a very detailed curriculum that takes us through two full days. Panels will be involved. A lot of interaction will be involved. It'll be very action packed, and we want to make sure that people are tapped into that. Section two, how relationship marketing works within the traditional sales and marketing process. So, you know, current day, sales funnels, sales processes. This is where a lot of our guest speakers will be speaking in this section. So people like Jeb Blunt, Mark Hunter, some of the others who are top sales trainers on the subject of prospecting and presenting and follow-up and using technologies and everything through the sales process. Now, why are we focusing so much on this? Because the people that need that training and that need those services are your potential customers and send-out cards. We are tapping in. We're leveraging what the marketplace wants. We're giving them exactly what they want, which is training and education on the new way to go through the sales and marketing process, the relationship marketing way. And it's not just us talking about send-out cards. It's us and others talking about the philosophy of relationship marketing. So that's what you're going to be able to gain from that. And I hope, you know, that we've recorded this call. Play this version of the call to some of your prospective customers. You want to get them here. I'm telling you, this summit will be – there are summits out there that charge $2,000 to $3,000 to come to their summits. This summit with the lineup that we have will be more action-packed, more in-depth than most of the summits that are out there. I mean, the bang for the buck is unbelievable. I think the summit itself is like only $149. It's unbelievable. Like, the value proposition is unreal for anybody, and it'd be a huge value for you to get customers there. And then the final section is why the relationship you build with yourself is most important. And so this is going to be all of our personal development stuff. So our personal development stuff at this year's convention will be within the Grand Summit. So there'll be a whole section on that. That's where we'll kind of do a mini Promptings Academy, if you will, within that section. And I'll be doing some Promptings Academy stuff in that section. We'll have, you know, some of you will be participating in that, and others will come and participate in that. So action-packed. It's going to be a lot of fun. I just hope that y'all catch the vision of that and get excited about it, and let's get people joining our convention and the Grand Summit. So I've talked enough, and now I'm going to get Greg and the others talking more. I know you've heard enough from me tonight. We have three leaders of the VIP Challenge on the call tonight. Mr. Jordan Nadler, Eagle affiliate out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Darla Aguilera, executive out of San Diego, California. Kathy Connors, senior manager from Houston, Texas. All three of you, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Cody. Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you good. Darla, are you there?
Thank you, Cody. Yes, I am.
Excellent. And Kathy? Is Kathy there?
I'm here, trying to get myself off
the mute. There you go. Yep. Hi, Kathy. So we're excited to hear from you all tonight, and I'm going to kind of tee it up, and then I'm going to have Greg take over a little bit and ask you more specific questions. But I just kind of want to tee this up. First of all, congratulations to all three of you. You're front runners right now in the VIP Challenge. And, you know, one of the things, and I'm going to tee it up with this, I want to talk tonight about the importance of subscription sales. Subscription sales. Obviously, putting on subscriptions is a big way that you're earning these points, that you're earning this volume. So I want to get your take. I want to get your take on the importance of the subscription sell and what you're doing out there to create a subscription sell. What I mean by that is, you know, your 17s, your 97s, your 147s. So if each of you can talk about that a little bit and what you're doing to put on subscriptions, you know, what type of subscriptions are you putting on the most of, stuff like that. So, Jordan, why don't we start with you, and then we'll go to Darla, and then we'll go to Kathy. Just tell us some unique things you're doing, and we'll start
with
that.
Yeah, you bet. Absolutely. So thanks, Cody. So a couple of things come to mind in terms of the importance of subscriptions, but the thing that I've noticed is that if you do a good job of really showing people how send-out cards can be used on a daily basis, that's important for them to see. So when I'm throughout the course of my week, whether it be on the run or if it's an actual formal appointment, I'm actually having people take a look at my card history, and I go through and I talk about different cards that I'm sending so they can see that. I obviously always have them watch me send them a card, but the importance is that they get the way that they can use it on a daily basis. And so they see how I'm using it on a daily basis, the kinds of cards that I'm sending. That's one of the things. And then the second thing that I did, I'm the consistency guy. And so I always believe that the larger your network, the more connections and relationships you have in your life, the more opportunities there are for people to ultimately do business with you. So I'm on an ongoing basis adding new people to my contact manager, adding people to my list, setting up appointments, demoing the app, and I'm doing that on an ongoing basis, and then also sending cards every day. There are two things that happened over the past couple of weeks that I think got me into the challenge, you know, where we are. And one is after my DNI meeting, I scheduled it a couple of weeks in advance, but I offered a one-hour send-out card system training for anybody that's using send-out cards from DNI, and then they could just stay afterwards for an hour. And I had like 10 people stay afterwards, of which half of them were not using send-out cards. And so I did my send-out card system training, showed them my back office, showed them the different ways I'm using the card, and some of them wanted to sign up. So I just gave them – I wasn't able to set them up individually, so I just gave them my URL, and some of them went in there and did that. And the second thing is I'm just scheduling send-out card system trainings and inviting people. And those people, some of them are not users of send-out cards, and they see it, and so they wanna be part of the subscription plan. So I go over the plans. It's important to go over all four plans. It's important to let them see what you're doing and how you're using it, and it's important to get things on your schedule. So those are just some ideas, Cody.
So how many, breakdown of 17, 97, 147, what does that look like for you?
Most of my I don't have the numbers in front of me, so I don't know exactly, but most of them are 97s and 147s, and then once in a while someone will do the 17. But most of them are, I would say that 20% of 147 is 50. Of the ones that sign up, 50% are 97 and 30% are 17.
Excellent. Interesting. Okay, Darla, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm excited. You know, as God is my witness, and I'm going to post this screenshot into the Facebook group so you guys can see that it is not a made-up story, because when I tell you this, you're going to go, of course that she would say that. And it's true. I just got at 4:55 a Facebook Messenger message from somebody that I have been pushing information to for months, that I did a demo with a year ago that would never respond to me. But I've been dripping information on her, and I happen to know that she's been watching the information, so I haven't been a stalker. And so it says, hi, Darla, may I schedule a time with you to go over the send out cards with my business partner? I would like you to introduce this to her. I swear, this is what happens to me on a daily basis. Cody, and I don't know if you saw the post that I put in the Facebook group where I'm just so blessed and grateful and happy at the space that I'm at in life, and I can say beyond a shadow of a doubt, I would not be here if it wasn't for send out cards. There is absolutely no way to be able to make a faster human connection with somebody on the planet and a faster way to get from someone's head to their heart than send out cards. It doesn't exist, at least that I've been able to find myself, because, shoot, I didn't even know send out cards was around for 9 years before I found it. But I'm just so grateful for it. And I tell my husband all the time, I said, I'll live under a bridge before I give up my send out cards account because of the value of what it allows me to be able to create in life. And so when you marry that with being able to tip the universe in your direction with law of attraction and putting goodness out, I send cards every single day. I send cards. I send heartfelt cards. And I just send them. Like Gail Zintek yesterday posted in the group, there's so many great pictures on Facebook today. Stop and send 20 cards. So I did. I'm like, she's right. And I went in and I just said, download. Send. And I'll tell you guys what happened with one of them. It was a dog that died from one of my little students that was in one of my coaching businesses from the past. She was a little 19-year-old then. She's 26 years old now. And her dog died. And I remember when she got that dog when she was little. And I was like, oh, Mackenzie, I'm so sorry. Your little Hazel died. And I said, can I get your dad's mailing address? And I said, I want to send him a picture. She says, Darla, will you do me a huge favor? Will you please send a picture to my mom, my stepdad, my three sisters as well, please? Will you please send them a card? And she fires me over all their addresses and everything. Do you guys know what's going to happen with that? I mean, it's just, that's what I do every day. And so I only sign up 97. I don't sign up 147s or 17s because I want to stay focused on one thing. I put people to a one-month challenge. And I tell them, I say, I don't want you to think about the big packages, and I don't want you to think about blasting your clients. I want you to think about every day sending 1 to 3 cards for 30 days to tell people how much you love them, how much you care about them, how much you appreciate them, and how much you miss them, and how sorry you are for what happened in the past. And I said, after 30 days, I want to sit down with you again, and then we're going to talk about what's happened in your business and in your life. And we all know what happens from there. 6 days in, they're text messaging me that they're crying on the side of the road because they just got their first card return message telling them how much they, you know, how heartfelt they were and stuff like that. And then, and because I'm tired of going after subscriptions. I don't want subscriptions just to have an affiliate and a person in the system. I want people sending cards. I want the results and I want the stories. So that's really what I'm doing, and I'm okay if people aren't ready. I tell people, you know what? I can tell right now that it's not your time. It's okay. Let's revisit this after you've moved, after you've finished with your divorce, after you're going through getting surgery. Let's revisit it in a couple weeks, and they appreciate that. But I'm pushing information to them so that they can watch. And I have this one video that is just crazy great, and it's unlimited heartfelt card sending. What does it look like? What can it do in your life? And it's me doing a little training on what unlimited heartfelt cards look like, how I use them. I open up my card catalog and show my cards, and it just melts their heart. And so that's what I'm doing, Cody. And then immediately when they get started, I'm sending your book. I'm sending your book like crazy to people as well. And that's what I do all day long. And I just love it.
Thank you, Darla. I mean, it's cool. You know, you released on going after subscriptions, and it's interesting that all you sign up are $97 subscriptions. It's just that element of releasing on what the one thing you've released on the one thing that we are. That one thing that we are is sending those heartfelt messages on a consistent basis every single day. And that's what makes everything work in Send Out Cards. And so as a result of that, only 97's coming on for you, which is really interesting. I hope everybody's taking good note of that. Okay, let's jump over to Kathy Connor. Kathy, go ahead. From Houston, Texas.
Hey, Cody. Hi, everybody. First of all, I am so humbled to be on this phone call today. I was really surprised that I was asked to be on it and to be among, you know, Jordan and Darla. I looked up to them. You know, they're rock stars to me. So thank you. What am I doing? So I posted on Friday. What do? I go out to eat and I send cards. And then I make money going out to eat and sending cards. I don't actually do a lot of stuff on Facebook for my business. I spend time on LinkedIn. I put people into Appreciation Pal, and then they reach out to me when they're ready. I don't try to force anybody onto any particular subscriptions. I sit down with them and ask them, you know, what are their and what their initial plans are. What do they see them using it for? And then guide them into the right place. Sometimes it's, you know, you just need to be on the basic plan. You're only going to send 3 to 5 cards a month. Just stay there. That's the best place for them to be. And I find I had a conversation with somebody on Friday, and I was like, well, you can start out on the enhanced plan. He's like, no, I'm going to go to the 147. I just need to talk to my partner in business, and we're going to sign up for that. So they're supposed to be signing up sometime tonight. Most of the people that I sign up, as far as subscriptions go, are usually on the 97s, and then some of them are on the 147s, the one taking advantage of the group send cards and stuff like that.
Wow. Thank you, Kathy. I really appreciate it. It's interesting that most of you are commenting on 97s or 147s, what you end up signing up, and it's really a reflection of what you focus on and what you yourself are doing. You know, and I love Jordan's idea of, you know, going in and showing the card history. You know, people sign up on those packages because they see how Jordan uses them and what an impact it has. And all three of you do that, of course, but it's just really cool to see. So, Greg, I'm going to turn it over to you. Anything you want to add or ask these folks, go ahead. Mr. Breyer, CEO, Send Out Cards.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I do have a question for the group. I happen to know each one of you pretty well, and that makes me a lucky guy. But other than the fact that you are all just rock stars, and Kathy, don't downplay yourself. You got Texas continuing real estate education for the last PA in Houston, and we appreciate you. But I know that all of you are real goal setters and goal getters, and you drive your businesses. So that's a given. But here's what I want. I think a good question for the entire group on the call today. I'm interested, and let's go backwards, Kathy. We're going to go Kathy, Darla, and Jordan this time, but here's what I want to know, and I think the group wants to know. Give us your why. Why? I mean, we made the decision at Send Out Cards to make this VIP challenge very intimate in many ways. There are 27 other people that aren't in the lead three that will be in this challenge. So we've made this a very special event this year. Tell me your whys. Why is it important, other than your normal successful nature in life, for you guys to want to be in this running? Why is it important to both be at convention and to be at the VIP? Kathy?
Oh, wow. You know, the reason I joined Send Out Cards to begin with was because of the mission that Cody has for the company to begin with. And it just resonates so much with me, and I feel that it's my responsibility to share that with other people. And it's just it is my competitive nature. So it's like, yes, I'm going to be the first one. Okay, Jordan's probably going to be the first one, but I want to be the first one. I'm going to be in the top 10. But beyond that, I'm not pushing people to get in. I'm not calling my friends and family and saying, hey, sign up for this for a month or two so I can get this. I'm looking to help people be better with whatever they do and help their families be more successful. Serving others is the bottom line. When I look back on my professional career, I got into the healthcare industry, and I worked majority of the time with nonprofit organizations, Catholic healthcare systems, and I never focused on how much money I was making myself. I was driven there because of the altruistic opportunity to help others. And I'm not a medical person, so my financial background allowed me to then step into that role and, you know, help the company survive and thrive so that they could help their patients. And this just helps me in a different way. Does that make sense? Well, it's hard for me to communicate my why sometimes.
Greg, you're muted.
Do you hear me?
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Greg, the most inspiring question for you, Darla. It is great. What about your why for getting a VIP, Darla?
Take this wrong, but I'm not doing anything different than I do every day. I'm just there because that's where I'm at. I'm going to be at VIP and convention because that's where I need to be, but I'm not pushing to win this contest. It just happens to be that that's my daily activity. Does that make sense without it sounding like I'm pushing for VIP? Because I'm not. Regardless if this contest is going or not, I would be doing exactly what I'm doing right now.
That's an awesome answer.
But I would not miss it. You know, there's got to be something wrong with my family, health, you know, something really high up there for me to miss convention because it's that important. But I will say why I do send out cards is not why I started. I was not a believer in send out cards. I did not even want to send a card. It took someone 4 months to get me to send the card. It wasn't until the card landed in my mother's hands and she called me in tears that I really was impacted with what the power and the potential of this card. And then it tied to my mission as I was noticing that these cards allow you to get into the hearts of others. Well, I've always been that person that is in the hearts of others, helping them build their dream, no matter what their dream is, whether they want to be a hairdresser or they want to change their salon or they want to build a clientele or they want to learn how to have a better marriage or raise their children or have good communication skills with their children or get whatever. That's always been me forever. Send out cards is the tool that allows me to be able to help people tap into those riches faster. You know, and when Cody's book came out, the Human Connections, I just couldn't believe that that was the name of the book. I was like, you've got to be kidding me, because Mastering the Art of Human Connections has always been my thing, because when you learn how to make those connections, you tap into the riches of life, which is opportunities, referrals, friends, and love, which all of you know. So all of you have just got to send cards and start believing and stop focusing on the money and start, because when you take your eye off the money, it comes back to you in an abundance of ways that are beyond money, bigger than money. Do you think I like this company?
Maybe a little bit, maybe just a little bit.
I know I'm going to be one of the people that puts this company into momentum, and I'm so grateful that Jordan has never quit. If Jordan would have quit, I would have never found Send Out Cards. If Jordan would have quit, I would have never been introduced to Send Out Cards, and I cannot imagine not knowing about Send Out Cards.
Wow. Yeah, Jordan, I got to admit, I was talking about you the other day as the trainer always says yes. I mean, you just chug and chug and chug and chug, and you haven't stopped. And you are Mr. Consistent, and you've taught that lesson to many people, clearly to Darla. So, thank you. What about you and your thoughts on VIP and convention in general, Jordan? Sir?
You know, Darla and Kathy both just really did a great job of communicating the mindset and the action necessary to be VIP, if that's what somebody's interested in doing, is taking your focus off being a VIP and just get the greatest value from Send Out Cards for you and for others that you possibly can. I couldn't say anything better. I'm super proud of Darla and Kathy, and Kathy, I consider you a peer. Darla, I consider you a peer. I feel like, you know, we're wired very much the same. And I think that to answer your question, Greg, regarding the convention, you know, you've probably heard the saying, the speed of the leader determines the speed of the pack. But I don't look at it from a standpoint of getting in the VIP challenge. It's just like Darla. I just do what I do because I love it. The reason I'm doing this is because I love the difference that it makes in people's lives. And I love the impact that it has on the world. And so I'm doing it. I can't imagine. I tell people all the time, I can't imagine what I would be doing if it wasn't for Send Out Cards, because it's just so consistent with who I am. And it's something that I do every day. And that's when things, and anybody can do that, by the way. Darla, like she said, for 4 months, nobody could get her to send a card. Anybody can get Send Out Cards into them. And as soon as Send Out Cards gets into you, then it's just something you do every day because it's something that makes your life better and makes the lives better of the people around you every day. Focusing on that and focusing on getting into that flow of that energy, sending out that positive energy every day and sharing it with people, because you know that by sharing it with people, it's going to make their lives better. And so that's how you get into VIP. As soon as you start thinking about how am I going to get into VIP, this was really clear the way that Kathy and Darla described how they're in VIP. It's because they or how they're, you know, qualified moving towards that right now is that they focus on others and not focus on how they're going to get there.
So I don't want to paraphrase for everyone, Jordan and Darla and Kathy, but thank you. I enjoyed the responses. It seems to me that your focus and your goal just is not necessarily the VIP, but it's the one thing, the Send Out Cards thing, that actually drives and drove your results to be in the top three ranking, which is pretty cool. Thank you. Cody?
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Kathy and Darla and Jordan. Always appreciate your teachings, your trainings, your inspiration. Very, very nice. In closing, just want to share a couple things real quick. May 9th, we have coming up the Relationship Marketing Tour in Bozeman, Montana. Kudos to Susan Day up there, by the way, doing an incredible job putting that event together. And it's going to be action-packed, lots of stuff going on there. It's going to be a super cool event. We've got myself, Gels Vintech, and Jordan Adler. All three of us will be speaking at that event in Bozeman, Montana on May 9th. So anybody around those areas, you know, get people there. It's going to be an incredible event. We're excited for that. In closing, I want to share with you a quote from my 3-year-old granddaughter, Hadley May. Hadley is the daughter of my son Sawyer and his wife, Heather. And today she was over here at the house, and Jody opened up the front door, and it just had been raining outside. It was a beautiful, beautiful spring day. And Jody opened up the door to go outside, and it had just stopped raining, so you could smell the dew coming off of the trees. All the trees were in full bloom. Beautiful smell, beautiful view. The sun was coming in between the clouds, just gorgeous. And Hadley, she's 3 years old. We opened the door. She walks out towards her nan, and she says, "Oh, Nan, it's a beautiful day to be living in." Both Jody and I looked at each other and just went, wow. Nan, it's a beautiful day to be living in. So put that as a quote on your social media. Make sure you give Hadley Bateman, H-A-D-L-E-E, Hadley Bateman the credit for that. It's a beautiful day to be living in. That is the world that we have in the eyesight of a 3-year-old. So thanks, everybody. We appreciate you so much. And look forward to seeing you again next Monday, which will be a Zoom next Monday. We will be a Zoom call or whatever, which will be a Facebook Live event. And be looking for announcements on that throughout the week. So thanks, everybody. Let's open up the lines so everybody can say goodbye. Special thanks. Make sure you shout out to our three guests, and great job they did tonight. Thanks, everybody.